Welcome to A Junior VC Unfiltered, your behind-the-scenes look into the AJVC newsletter team. This is your host, Mazin, and I'm joined by Aviral, Abhinay, Raghav, and Abhinav. In this episode, we talk about Indian fintech and the AJVC piece about it, Will Kata Book Uncover Bharat's Elusive Fortune? So Aviral, can you start off by telling us why you chose this topic?
So Kata Book has been in the works for quite some time. Actually, I think we've been thinking about writing it for the last 2-3 months. That thought process got really accelerated when they raised a couple of weeks back. And on the community, we asked which company the community would like to cover. The Slack channel that we run for members of the AJVC community. And the overwhelming answer was Kata Book. But we decided to write about EdTech because, you know, we had not covered a sector for quite some time. And because we had been thinking about Kata Book for so long, we decided to pick it up very soon after the EdTech piece. And it's exactly the one that we're doing now. I think Kata Book has been a very interesting company for the Indian ecosystem, specifically because they are building something that does not have a parallel in other ecosystems. And this truly is an India-first product built by a team that understands the Indian scenario and Indian ecosystem. They really empower retailers, and it's a huge market. And we thought it would be lovely to, you know, deep dive into this particular company and see what it could become.
Definitely a really fascinating topic. So Abhinay, can you get us started by explaining to the listeners what Kata Book is and how they got started?
Sure. Yeah, Mazin. So as Aviral pointed out, this is a very India-specific company. So what actually is Kata Book, right? So we started looking at it. I myself start thinking about, you know, how, where all I have encountered such Kata Book use case. So Kata Book is basically a book of ledger, right? A ledger book where you just maintain all the transactions that happen. To oversimplify it for the time being, I would say, let's say a dhobi wala comes to your house. He takes some 10 cloths for, you know, ironing. And he just writes it that, you know, for Abhinay, there are 10 clothes. And then for say 5 rupees is what he takes. So he'll just write, you know, 5 rupees. And after a week or two, he will cut back and say that, you know, say 50 rupees is due from Abhinay. So that is basically his a very small business's Kata Book, if you ask me, okay? And it also comes from the name Bahi Kata, which means book of accounts. So that's how the whole Kata Book term comes into play. Now, when you think of it, there are so many small businesses in India, from a dhobi wala to paan wala to kirana wala to, you know, hardware shop owners. So many businesses are there, right? Who face this challenge where they have to keep an account of all the transactions for a particular customer. And then also, you know, when they are purchasing from somebody else on the other side, they also have to ensure that they keep a track of those accounts. As well as, you know, there are multiple times when you have to do multiple other things around such transactions. And because these businesses are chaotic in nature, right? These businesses are not really, business owners are not very tech savvy. They don't use any, they are not at a scale where CRMs make sense for them. So there is always a white space, and that's where I believe, you know, the use case emerged. So as we write in our story, it's very interesting, actually, you know, something similar to what Telly had in the Telly story, where a father-son duo started a company. So here, Vaibhav is there in a small district of Maharashtra. His father owns an electrical shop, right? So what happens is, must be happening in his electrical shop is, a lot of electricians come. They say that, you know, we need bulb change karna hai, uske liye do bulb de dijiye, char tube light nikal dijiye, do fan ke regulator nikal dijiye, etc. And they just take it, right? And now that electrician has a small account. So at the end of the week or month, right, say 2000 rupees is due. So Vaibhav's father must be facing that challenge that, you know, now I need to ask that electrician to pay up that 2000 rupees. But how will he do, right? So he has to just on a piece of paper or a small diary, they must have written it. Now what they have to do is they have to compile it and then chase that electrician to pay that amount. So overall, that's how the whole pain point was there in front of Vaibhav. Now, Vaibhav decided that, you know, if there is a pain point, can I solve it? This is sometime around 2015 when Jio and data was getting cheaper. So what happened is Vaibhav created a small, very small, a prototype of app, called it Khata Book. And by October 2016, he launched it on Play Store. Interestingly, it started getting some traction organically, nothing, you know. So Vaibhav have no dreams of making it very big or, you know, building it for entire nation. But he was trying to solve a pain point. On the other side, Ravish, who has been part of, you know, housing co-founder, 12 co-founders, and has been in startup ecosystem for around 5 years by then, he was also thinking what he wants to do next after housing, right? So he came up with a product called Kite. So Kite was a good product which was solving for SMS spamming. It was an intelligent SMS manager. But really what he found was the economy is running on cash transactions. So he has to go back and build something which is more, build for Bharat. And in that, the whole thought process, his research led him to discover an app called Khata Book on Play Store. This is sometime around 2017. Now, Ravish understands scale, right? And when he saw that opportunity, he looked at the developer, and when he found the developer is not a community, is not a company, it's actually an individual. He was really curious and he reached out to Vaibhav. Actually, there is a thread, Ravish has on Twitter, which is, which is the source of information here. And then he mentions how he reached out to Vaibhav, told him that, you know, Vaibhav, this is great product. I really like it. I would like to meet you sometime. But then Vaibhav was like, you know, he was thinking of the solution. He was not thinking of the scale, while Ravish was thinking of the scale, and because he could see the solution already there. So then they met, then they started working. The entire Kite team pivoted to a solution where they rebuilt the entire Khata Book app. And it was sometime once this product market fit was there with Ravish's vision for scale and very good understanding of user from Vaibhav solution. What happened is by 2019, a typical hockey stick growth is what Khata Book could witness. And that's how it started. Now, if I have to look back, two things why I believe it really worked. One was credit is a problem. In India, you know, things work on relationship and cash. I mentioned one story which is there in the article, which is around how a lady in Chindwara, you know, she asked her kid to go to a nearby Kirana Wala and ask for a toothpaste. And the Kirana Wala will know the brand, which brand he has to give to this kid, right? So that story is something actually, you know, it used to happen with me. My mom will ask, there is a Pandit Ji ki shop nearby, and that time she'll say, toothpaste leke aajo. And I'll just go and say toothpaste, you know, and that toothpaste brand, right? It used to be consistent. We used to use, I think, Pepsodent. So it has been Pepsodent for years. So that story came back to my mind. So yes, that is how relationship and cash-based sales happen. And that led to the whole credit piece as well. So which we mentioned. So it was very interesting. And I think they got the insight very right in the first time itself. And the second point was the navigation that they built around WhatsApp, around regional languages, easy navigation. That really helped Khata Book to scale up and witness a hockey stick growth by 2019.
And it really was hockey stick growth. I mean, they're now at over 10 million businesses using the app. Raghav, can you shed some more light on how they grew so quickly and the role that the product played in their evolution?
Yeah, sure. So, like Abhinay mentioned, that relationships play a major part for such small businesses. So, like, traditionally, it was pretty common that every customer would have an account and the shopkeeper would, like, extend credit to them. So, even though this was a risky practice of extending credit, because everything was based on relationships, this was a pretty common practice. So, as the customers grew, keeping track of entries and bookkeeping became pretty difficult for all the business owners. So if the physical book was damaged or it was, let's say, missing up on a follow-up to collect the credit, the shopkeepers tended to have huge losses in such kind of situations. So when Vaibhav actually released the app on the Play Store, just after he had developed it himself, there were around 40,000 merchants using this app, even though there had been no formal launch, there was no marketing done. But because this kind of an app was required by so many people, there were it just blew up from there. So what happened was, after that, after they met, after they decided to have a formal launch, the app absolutely went viral. At that point of time, geofication had kind of taken its roots in India, and many shopkeepers, the roadside vendors, they had been using the apps for the OTT content consumption, like your Hotstar. So all they, so it was the situation was kind of set for them to now get an app that was required for their business. So in the first 6 months, Khatabook recorded over 3 billion worth of transactions on its platform. And I mean, now it wouldn't seem like a large number, but for an app in its infancy to record $3 billion of transactions in its first 6 months is absolutely massive. So when we talk about its growth here, the customer acquisition strategy kind of worked, because when a shopkeeper would use the app and see how easy it was for him, he would kind of recommend it to other shopkeepers. And this kind of word of mouth marketing really works there, because shopkeepers are more likely to listen to other shopkeepers than to listen to, let's say, some engineer who comes and tells them, yeah, this is my app, try and use this. So this is why the app actually kind of took off over there. So Khatabook helped a lot of store owners receive most of their receivables on that point of time. And whatever was done via notebooks at that point was now shifted to the app. So if you take by February 2020, Khatabook had a steady lead over all of its competitors. It neared over 1 million daily active users and over 400,000 businesses on board. And the growth was absolutely phenomenal at that point of time. It was growing 20% every week. And within the next 1 year, it was predicted that it would add 25 million new businesses on its platform. So this is how explosive the growth in Khatabook was. And the main reason why this kind of growth was seen at that point of time is because they had the perfect product market fit there. So they understood the perfect app that was needed for these kind of people to be used. So how it works here is that the app is extremely simple and easy to use. Even if you look at the app size, it's around 8 MB, which is, I mean, you can call it a minuscule app there. And if you look at the competitors like OK Credit, Vyapar, etc., all of them have apps that are over 16 to 17 MB. So Khatabook's app is literally half of what the other competitors' app size is. So when you talk about a small app size, it's very easy for people to use. And similarly, with a small app size, the features are also all contained within that app. So you don't require too much data to use this as well. So I went through the app flow as well, and I was just checking out how simple the onboarding process is. All you need to do is give your shop name and you have an account created for yourself. It has the homepage has a list of all the transactions and a simple button to just add customers. So even when you want to add customers, you don't have to enter the details manually. If they are already added to your phone book, you can just import that into your app. And then every time you make a transaction with a customer, a notification also goes out to the customer saying that you made this transaction, you owe this much. So with these features like WhatsApp and SMS integration, it was very easy for the shop owners to keep track of all these, to send their customers reminders, and even for the customers to kind of follow up. So this kind of easy handling of the customer data is what really makes this product brilliant. Apart from that, it also allows you to have multiple owners for the same shop, which means that it's not one person who needs to handle this app, but multiple people working in that shop can also handle the app, which makes the tracking all the more easier. You can split the responsibility, you can handle it much better. And this is another feature that I really felt stood out a lot. So because of all these features, because of the simplistic design, Khatabook really stood out in the way it kind of penetrated into the small cities in India. So he proudly mentions a fact saying that we have 25 merchants in the Andaman Islands as well. And let me tell you, like, I went to the Andaman sometime this year and there is absolutely no internet connection there. Like, you'd be lucky if you got a bar just to even make a phone call. So having merchants using your app there is something that I really think speaks a lot about Khatabook.
Yeah, so just amazing the way that their simple design appealed to small businesses and how they made a product built for their users. But what does the competitive landscape look like? Abhinav, can you maybe tell us who else is playing in this space and how Khatabook is positioned relative to their competitors?
Yes, Khatabook's one of the closest competitors, which I think could be an analogy to the Swiggy Zomato competition in India, is OK Credit, and which is also a Y Combinator company and has also raised good amount of money till date. There is another company called Vyapar, which is backed by IndiaMart, and they have already ventured into monetization pretty early, also deep into ledger management. So considering competition, I think Khatabook is in direct competition with OK Credit at this point in time. The reason is because if you look at both the applications, both of them grew explosively because of the fact that they took a vernacular approach, which means there are multiple languages in India. So they don't just run their apps in English. There are multiple languages. The interfaces are pretty similar, which is very basic in structure, so that people who are internet users for the first time are able to use the app very easily. However, there has been competition in terms of monetization because larger players like InstaMojo, Paytm have also entered the space very recently in the first quarter of 2020. And it is yet to be seen that whether they experience such explosive growth because at the core, I think they are payment businesses, and payment businesses venturing deep into Khata apps might not transition into such a high cross adoption.
I think monetization is going to be a huge challenge for Khatabook. The app's currently free, but Khatabook is sitting on a massive flow of transactions, I think about 50 billion that they've processed till date. And if they could, as you said, sort of enable digitization, they really could be sitting on a huge opportunity.
Yes, definitely. I think the biggest asset that Khatabook right now has, the engagement levels, which is insane because considering pre-COVID times, I think the engagement levels were insanely high because every single day a merchant used to open the app for recording the transactions. During the COVID era, the transaction levels definitely dropped because businesses were closed all across the country. However, they continued to innovate. Khatabook had introduced a feature where you could share a card with your customers over on WhatsApp about the timings of your shop. So they continued to innovate at a time where businesses were facing crisis. And this is the sign that they were deeply connected to the user base that they were building for. Even as transaction levels, DAUs dropped as much as 50% of the original times. However, once the unlock 1.0 started in India, things have started coming back to normal. And on a recent tweet, Ravish had mentioned that they are back to almost 90% of pre-COVID levels of engagement as businesses have continued to normalize in the past few weeks in India. One of the pieces here I feel is that they are consistently focusing on growth because they want to ensure that the product is as fluid and as smooth to use, so that when they introduce newer opportunities in monetization, the transition is very smooth enough. In terms of monetization, what Khatabook could potentially do is build on the supply chain ecosystem in the tier 2 and tier 3 places of India, which I think is owned mostly by FMCG behemoths in India, who have built a very strong supply chain that you will find a sachet of a shampoo in the smallest of areas in India. Whereas, new age products that are going online first, often find it very difficult due to logistics and distribution issues to reach those areas in India. So if Khata Book could be the source of these products reaching the next billion users in India, despite them not having access to internet. So right now there are a lot of people in India and the NBUs basically who could be potentially the next customers for all these brands that are still trying to grow aggressively in India. Even the big e-commerce giants like Amazon and Flipkart are now targeting these users. And not to forget the new age e-commerce platforms, rather video commerce platforms like Bulbul and Simpson. So with all these companies, you know, questing for the next billion users in India, the data about these users is actually with Khata Book. They know exactly the ticket sizes of the transactions, the purchasing power, and also they have a network of merchants, which is they can reach customers through a merchant. They don't need, you know, the next billion users to have an internet connection, but you know, one merchant potentially unlocks you to hundreds and thousands of customers in the long run, which is why I feel monetization could be a very strong piece where products, you know, companies that are launching new products could use this network to have a stronger supply chain. One more piece that could be there would be to transform the cash-led economy, which thrives very strong in these areas, to a digital economy through payments, which they have already introduced, you know, allowing people to pay the merchants via links or UPI. And as this penetration increases, we hope that the awareness and the ability to spend beyond cash will increase. And the trust on brands that are coming online would also increase therefore. And as always, like every fintech company does in India, lending will continue to be a piece. And I think lending could be one of the possible ways where these merchants who definitely hold some aspirations of making their businesses bigger would be opting in for loans. So these are all things that could be done, but we are yet to see the monetization phase of Khata Book.
It's going to be tough for them, and few companies have really managed to get to the scale in the sector that Khata Book has. And everything said and done, I think that they're sitting at a really good vantage point. They're well poised to be able to take advantage of their scale and monetize in the near future.
Definitely.
So thank you so much for tuning in to a Junior VC Unfiltered. I've got a favor to ask you. Will you take a minute to review us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening? Thank you.